Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Thursday, the 19th of May. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 to 134. Those sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today we're looking at Psalm 120, verses 3 and 4. It reads, "What will he do to you? And what more besides, O deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of the broom tree." This is the psalmist's response to his sense of distress that he needs saving from people who have lying lips and deceitful tongues. And so now he turns to God and he says, What will he do? What will God do to you? What more besides? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of the broom tree. And this psalmist, as we said yesterday, is at a crossroads. He needs God's help for seeing his choices clearly, and he needs God's help to deal with the temptations and the tests that he is immersed in. The psalmist is distressed by his enemies. He wants salvation. Perhaps, actually, he also wants justice. However, he realizes that it's not meant to be in his hands, this justice, that he needs to find peace by leaving such actions in the hands of God. Proverbs 20, verse 22. "Do not say, 'I'll pay you back for this wrong.' Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you." Romans chapter 12, verse 19, for a New Testament perspective. "Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' says the Lord. The liar will be destroyed, but he will be destroyed, justice will come, via weapons far more powerful and destructive than the liar's own weapons, or indeed, more powerful and destructive than any human weapon. The arrows of truth will come, these warriors' sharp arrows, as in Psalm 64, verse 3. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim their words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent man. They shoot at him suddenly, without fear. But arrows of truth will come and coals of judgment. Psalm 140, verses 10 to 11. Let burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. Let slanderers not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down men of violence." It says, let the burning coals fall on them. Maybe they be thrown into the fire. God will deal with this. God has coals of judgment. God has arrows of truth. He mentions here the burning coals of the broom tree. The trunk of the broom tree had very hard wood, and that made for excellent charcoal, which is why he mentions this. It's important for us to allow God to be the one who makes the final judgments on things. We often don't see things completely accurately. We make judgments without full information. Only God knows the heart. Only God really knows all of what went behind a decision or an action. It is right that we should challenge what seems to be injustice, but it's not our place to avenge. It's not our place to take God's place. If you're surrounded or troubled by people who are not treating you fairly or justly, it's okay to speak about it and to speak truth, but we must not take the position of exacting revenge on people. Only God can do that. The psalmist understands this, and so he turns to God. Tomorrow we'll go on to verses 5, 6, and 7 and talk more about his situation. If you want to know more about our church work, have a look at our website, nwlcc.org, and you can contact me from there. Until the next time, though, have a wonderful day, and God bless.